Hi, and welcome to a very special episode of This Day and Age. I'm your host, Phil Tower, and we're doing something quite a bit different in this episode. We're doing a special episode with some bonus content from a previous This Day and Age episode about a journey with grief. So, a little bit of background here. In late June, we had the privilege of speaking with Heidi Van Sledwright, who was gracious enough to share her very personal journey with grief. Now, this was right after she had lost both of her parents in a short period of time. Heidi explained to us on that episode how working with Faith Hospice and their bereavement team helped her learn to acknowledge, to not only live with grief, but ultimately to have more joy come back into your life. For her, she said it was significant. So as a part of that journey, Heidi shared with us about how writing was an outlet for her. It was a way for her to put her feelings down on paper and help with the healing process. Heidi specifically talked about some letters that she had written to grief as a way of coping, both being open and honest about what she was experiencing about her new unwelcome travel companion, that of course being grief. So we wanted to share with you this special bonus episode of This Day and Age, where we are going to bring those letters to you, where we are going to bring those letters to you in Heidi's own voice. The hope is that as you hear these very raw, honest thoughts from Heidi, you yourself can find ways to both accept and live with grief while also finding new hope and joy again, as Heidi did. So Heidi's first letter, which you're about to hear, was written after she had already said goodbye to her mom. And then a little over a month later, Heidi lost her father.
So I'd like to read to you my first letter to grief. And just to explain, this is very raw and honest and open. Dear grief, we've met before and now we meet again. I anticipated your return and I thought I would be ready, but I was wrong. Now I must face the reality, a journey with you as my traveling companion. Usually when I embark on a journey, I choose to spend time with people I like, people whose company I enjoy. It is not the case with you. I don't enjoy your company. You are draining, both physically and emotionally. Quite frankly, you have been lurking for 3 months, feeling your presence intensely the last 6 weeks, and you can go now. You irritate me, you frustrate me, and you are not welcome here. The problem is, I have to go on this journey with you. There is no way around it. I have to go through it, and I have to go through it with you. So I will need to figure out how to navigate the journey with you. I will need to figure out how we will traverse the terrain ahead. Carrying you will be tiring. You are a heavy load, and I would prefer not to carry you. There is no backpack or luggage that I can pack you in to make it easier. It will be better to just have you alongside me and we will walk the journey together. I may not take your hand or embrace you in the beginning, so please be patient with me as I learn to walk with you. You set a pace that I am unfamiliar with and at times feel it very difficult to keep up with. You will need to tell me what you need along the way. I haven't journeyed with grief like you before, so you will need to guide me and tell me what you need. What we need to do. We have people we can ask for guidance along the way when we get lost. We will pray continuously on our journey. I prefer to have a plan when going on a journey, but I am beginning to understand that you do not plan ahead. You just arrive. You don't even tell me what's going to happen in the next hour, let alone a single day. We are very different. I will be patient with you if you can be patient with me as I learn about you. I understand that this is a once-in-a-lifetime journey. I understand that we don't know how long our time together will be. Perhaps when we part ways after this journey, you will visit again. In fact, I am sure I will meet you again after this journey, but it won't be the same. Each time we meet, it is different. I will journey with grief and hold on to the knowledge that I have hope. Sincerely, your reluctant companion, Heidi.
That's Heidi's first letter to grief after losing both her mom and, a very short time later, her father. So in this next letter, you're going to hear Heidi in her own voice again, sharing her feelings and hearing those feelings shift from anger and being quite upset, as you can imagine, and frustrated, to inviting a new travel companion to join her and grief along this journey of joy.
After several months, almost a year, I wrote another letter to grief, reflecting. Dear grief, I haven't addressed you directly for quite some time. We have been on this journey together for many months now, almost a year. I have adjusted to having you as my companion, but lately I have become aware of the desire for a new companion, joy. We have met joy along our journey, but only in fleeting moments. Now the time has come that joy wants to be a permanent part of this journey. I know I have given you most of my attention these past months, and I don't want you to feel forgotten. I want to reassure you that I will always carry you along with me because I am missing two people I love dearly. At this juncture on our journey, joy will lead us. I know there may be days when you will want to take the lead, and that will be okay, as long as you remember that we need to return joy to the lead. I won't ever forget the many months we had together. Our time together helped me realize many things about myself, and I thank you for that. As difficult as it has been to journey with you, I have to admit that I will hold those times dear. I had many days with you as my sole companion. We sobbed together. We sat quietly together. We read together. We listened to music together. But we didn't laugh together or smile together, and that is why I am welcoming joy to this journey. I need to be able to smile when I remember and laugh when the cherished moments come to mind. I just need to continue living the life that I have been blessed with and celebrate the knowledge that I will see my loved ones again when I am finally home. So, dear grief, this is not goodbye. You will always be a part of me, but joy will lead me home. Your grateful companion, Heidi.
That's Heidi's second letter to grief, and let me share with you, if you haven't already had the opportunity to listen to the episode, Finding Hope and Healing, I would really encourage you to go back and listen to Heidi's story, with knowing on any given day that over half of us are dealing with some kind of grief. So ultimately, the hope is that either both of these episodes will help you to find hope and healing, and eventually joy again in your own journey. I want to thank you for joining us on this very special episode of This Day and Age. Thanks again to Heidi Van Sledwright for sharing these very powerful letters that she wrote to grief, in the hopes that you will be able to heal along your journey with grief. And until next time, for Faith Hospice in Holland Home, I'm Phil Tower. Thank you for listening.